when the SEAL team lost their lives in the helicopter post bin Laden. And just a few days after that, an article came out where China bought the mineral rights to Afghanistan. So we're over there dying, spending our blood and treasure to stabilize the country so that the Chinese can have the mineral rights. Now, that's the day that the switch flipped in my head.
Right, and I just hope people realize that it's not your neighbor who's your enemy. It's not the average everyday person. It's the people up there running things.
Yeah, you're right, but you're also wrong, because those people gain their power through the support of these people.
Yeah.
And I have a huge issue with Democrat voters, because they need to realize that they are the root of power that's being used against us. So you can't completely separate them from the action.
Well, I appreciate your call.
And, okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. Well, eventful last hour. Eddie, thank you.
You're welcome, Joey.
Y'all stay tuned. Dan Morris and Dan Morris Show up next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. Michigan's House Speaker and Senate Majority Leader are scheduled to meet with President Trump this afternoon. He wants them and other Republicans in states won by Joe Biden to block or delay certification of the vote.
Michigan must by state law certify its results on Monday. According to a canvass of votes certified by every county in Michigan, Joe Biden beat the president by more than 155,000 votes. President-elect Joe Biden criticizing the president yesterday, saying it's just outrageous what he's doing.
Fox's John Decker. Florida Republican Rick Scott is the ninth senator to contract coronavirus.
The U.S. has seen more than a million new COVID-19 cases in the past week, with more than 2,000 deaths added yesterday. It's why the CDC is urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving and not to spend the holiday with people from outside their household.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. That looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shea Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. State health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And the latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, it's Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
This weekend at Kohl's, save on holiday gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Cozy must-haves for the family are now just $17 and under. Get 40% off fun and festive holiday decor. And save on Food Network kitchen and dining starting at 20% off. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 11th to the 21st with promo code CHEERS. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There's no place like home for the holidays or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with Black Friday prices inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees starting at just $39.98 or outside lights and playful inflatables to bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 165 points, and the temperature outside is a magnificent 72 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey, son, how are you doing today, big guy?
I'm fantastic.
Well, I'm fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know why? TGIF.
Ah,
oh,
yes.
I love Fridays. Can I head down to Wenzel's after the show and get things done, then Wenzel's? Looking really forward to it. Oysters in a day like today are made for each other. Had some leftover pizza last night from Bibb Street Pizza. The way you judge a really good pizza place is, what does the leftovers taste like? Leftovers were magnificent. I made spaghetti last night, added a little leftover Bibb Street Pizza. It was really good. I mean, really good. I tell you, not that I'm bragging, but I have got this spaghetti thing down. You know the other great thing about this weekend? Football's back. Now, we have an early game for Alabama. I think Auburn's 6 or 6:30, but at least it's not 11 or 10:30 for Alabama. Hate it when they do that early stuff. So we got football. I'm big on that. It's going to be a nice day today. Kind of drops a little bit tomorrow. It gets hotter tomorrow, but I'm okay with that. But weather is just spectacular. Benji's digging the outdoors now. Loves to sit on that deck with me and just lay out and said, you know what he did? He raised his head and goes, Dad, we got it made. I went, yeah, as soon as you start paying half the rent, we really got it made here. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday TGIF edition. A couple of reminders here. Number one, Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket. We do that drawing 2:30, 2:45. We do the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. We'll do it on Friday next week, since Thursday is Thanksgiving. And let me tell you something, big weekend for Squeak Creek Farm Market. That $50 gift card is going to really come in handy. And then next week, same thing. It's going to be great, because that will be Iron Bowl. We'll be doing our Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show on Friday, as we always do. We'll be taking your predictions and trying to put some mass behind that. And we always have a good time on that. It'll be a shorter show because I need to be somewhere, so I want to get on the road and get going. Okay, so 272-9228. We have a lot of cuts here, but let me kind of get into something that some folks are talking about, and I hate to say they don't know what in the hell they're talking about. Student loans. You don't have any student loans. You did pay as you go.
Yes.
Or your parents did pay as you go.
Right.
They're doing this paying off student loans at a tune of, one thing out there is $10,000 a year, towards your student loan. Others that you make it interest-free. Another one proposal is up to $100,000, but it's paid off over a period of time by the federal government. And they're talking about what a boon to the economy that would be. Well, as a financial advisor, which you will find out if you were in the business and you actually dealt with this issue versus just talk about this issue, is that most people either A, don't pay their student loan, or B, pay the very minimum that they have to. Very few students kind of understand what you can do as far as consolidating. You know, most students have anywhere from 4 to 9 loans that are out there. Depends whether they did it for the year, did it for a semester, whether they changed curriculum or their majors. But it isn't a boon to the economy, because all that individual is saving when you pay off $10,000 worth of debt is the minimum payment, if they're paying anything. And then the other part of what they're saving is you're not adding on in the cumulative effect of the interest rate. But this is nuts when AOC and these other people talk about it would be a big boon to the economy. No, it wouldn't. It would be a big boon to banks that they would be getting their money. It'd be a big boon that you cannot write off a student loan debt out of you can't discharge it in a bankruptcy. But I mean, there's some nutty. I see cases. For example, I had somebody who was a counselor, made $32,000 a year, had over $100,000 in student loan debt, making $32,000 a year. And I said, well, did you realize when you were getting to your counselor's degree and your master's that you were going to make less than $36,000? And because 36 is kind of the norm, 32 for Montgomery. But he said, oh, yeah, I did. So didn't anybody kind of tell you that that would be a little hard? Because if you're just paying the interest on the loan, that's $6,000 of your $32,000 a year. So parents and grandparents to children and grandchildren, be very careful with these student loans. They are one of the biggest catches and hooks that are out there. It's one of the reasons that college prices have skyrocketed, because you have too many dollars chasing too few seats in college, and that degree isn't worth the amount of money you can put in it unless you know for a fact where you're going to go, you know for a fact what you're going to do, and you know for a fact what you're going to make. I always tell kids of clients of mine, I tell the clients, don't send your kid to college for the experience. Do not do that. No, no, no. That is too expensive of an experience. Give them a cruise for $10,000 instead of 4 years in college for $150,000. Don't do that. So I tell them, ask them, what do they want to do? And they'll say, for example, veterinarian. So I'll call Kate Armstrong up and say, can you meet with this person? And can they shadow you for a little bit? And he or Charles will absolutely say yes. And I had one lady, there are more women going into veterinarian, becoming vets, than there are men now. And I had one lady did it, and she came back and said, I don't want to be a vet. I said, well, thank God we found out now. Instead of found out later on of you taking all your science classes and not wanting to be a vet and trying to get a vet school, particularly at a very good vet school like Auburn or Tuskegee. Tuskegee's got a great vet school also. But thank goodness they found out. And she's strong in sciences, but she didn't like the nitty-gritty work of being a vet. There's a lot of nitty-gritty work. So she decided to do more medicine admin. And so she changed her, she was going to do her major. I, again, connected her with a doctor who'd gone through the exact program that she was going to go through, an actual doctor, who wanted to learn the administrative side of it, set them up, put them together, and she came back and said, I think this is exactly what I want to do. It's got enough medicine without the science, without the nitty-gritty, but I get to use my management skills and math knowledge and things like that. So that worked out great. So she's at UAB now, I think she's a senior. It's a master's program. It's a 5.5-year program versus a 6-year master program. And that is saving her and her parents a lot of money and a lot of real problems. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, going to be back after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You remember the press conference that we covered yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, boy, there's some people kind of going a little nutso on that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Rudy's presser through the eyes of CBS. Listen in.
President Trump's hopes of overturning vote totals in this election suffered a major setback in the state of Georgia. After a six-day recount by hand, a statewide audit has confirmed President Trump lost narrowly to President-elect Joe Biden. Despite that, Mr. Trump is ramping up his unprecedented efforts to get a second term. Yesterday, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, held an extraordinary news conference making unsubstantiated claims of fraud. Weijia Zhang is at the White House for us.
Yeah, part of this strategy played out on live television during that frantic press conference with Rudy Giuliani. It was pure spectacle, filled with unsubstantiated claims and wild conspiracy theories, none of which were supported with a single shred of evidence.
I know crimes. I can smell them. You don't have to smell this one. I can prove it to you 18 different ways.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, did not provide any evidence he and the campaign's legal team floated the unsubstantiated idea that President-elect Joe Biden's win was the result of a widespread operation to rig the vote, blaming everything from Democratic donors to Venezuela.
It's disgraceful what happened.
The freewheeling 90-minute press conference left Giuliani with what appeared to be hair dye streaming down his face. And while he said this publicly about Pennsylvania's election rules,
clearly illegal, clearly voter fraud, easily provable.
Giuliani did not make the same claims in front of a judge in Pennsylvania on Tuesday.
Does the amended complaint plead fraud with particularity?
No, Your Honor. And it doesn't plead fraud.
Okay, but the tone in there, without substantiation, without any evidence. And they said, the Jenna Ellis part said that the evidence is for the courtroom. This is just, you know, kind of, we're giving you this as a first call type deal. But they went nuts, and some other people went nuts, too. Mitt Romney went a little cuckoo on here. I mean, break?
No, you got time.
Okay, go ahead. Rudy through the eyes of CBS, interfering in no fraud in Wayne County. Listen to this.
They are moving away from a legal strategy to now a disinformation operation.
Election law expert David Becker says it's important to pay attention to what's happening in court, where the Trump campaign has had little success in its more than 20 court cases.
It's really easy to make unsupported, wild conspiracy claims. It's really hard to support those claims in court.
The president is now getting directly and publicly involved, making the unprecedented move to invite Michigan's top Republican lawmakers to the White House. It appears to be part of a plan to overturn the results of the state, which he lost by more than 150,000 votes. The invitation comes after Mr. Trump personally called the two Republican members of Michigan's Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Afterward, they said they wanted to rescind their votes to certify the county's results, despite no evidence of widespread voter fraud, claiming the president's call had nothing to do with their decision.
Okay. Now, notice again, widespread fraud. What happened is you had 71 precincts, 71, that had more votes cast by absentee ballot than absentee ballots that were requested. That's evidence. That's evidence that something's wrong, and they were saying, we're not going to certify the vote because we think something's wrong. Yeah. And it's like you're going to hear the two people that got bullied. It's like balancing a checkbook.
And the woman on the election board, in her affidavit, it says very clearly, hey, yes, we've had these issues before, but there's usually a very quick explanation. Our problem here is we've not been given any explanation for this.
It's crazy. And the press is going nuts. I mean, they will go and just research the hell out of what Rudy Giuliani does, but they won't go in and look at the damn evidence here. It's driving me crazy. Okay, so we're going to get now into this same story, talking about Mitt, Rudy's hair dye, and Biden's age. Listen to how they do this. Listen to how they do this.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney blasted President Trump on Twitter, writing the president has now resorted to overt pressure on state and local officials to subvert the will of the people. It is difficult to imagine a worse, more undemocratic action by a sitting American president.
I think they're witnessing incredible irresponsibility, incredibly damaging messages being sent to the rest of the world about how democracy functions.
Today, for the first time in more than a week, President Trump has a public event on his schedule about lowering drug prices for all Americans. President-elect Joe Biden plans to meet in Delaware with congressional Democratic leaders. He's also celebrating his 78th birthday, making him the oldest man who will ever occupy the Oval Office. President Ronald Reagan held that record before he was 77. 7 when he left the White House.
Might need a recount on Joe Biden's age. Perhaps he's in fact younger.
You know, there's a
hand recount on that.
There's a lot being made about Rudy Giuliani's hair dye, and it's not that that's problematic, because most people over the age of 60, men and women, myself included, use hair dye. It's just that I really encourage viewers to go and look at that news conference. It was so nonsensical, and then judge for yourself what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, legal experts are saying they're calling it an opening argument. It's time to move to a closing argument with end evidence.
They have presented no evidence in any of the court cases.
Did you hear how they did the Biden thing? We need a recount on his age. It was probably lower than that. I mean, these guys are so in the tank, it is unbelievable.
Well, at least the mask is coming off more and more.
Let me go to a break. We're going to get into what's going on in Wisconsin and Michigan, Rice Priebus and Rona McDaniels.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Earnest Financial, LLC, presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke. But unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week that looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two 7-2-9-2-2-8, that's where we are. Let's go to the Wisconsin and Michigan update. Rice Priebus, who is from Wisconsin, is going to be talking about the Wisconsin vote and what was wrong with it. Then we'll get to Ronald McDaniels.
We turn to the state of Wisconsin. Democrats are now attempting there to change the rules in order to restrict an upcoming recount. Okay, when do you get to change the rules after the game's played? Here with more is RNC Chair Ronald McDaniel and former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. Reince, you're from Wisconsin. What's going on there?
Well, Sean, you can't make this stuff up. First of all, the basis of the Trump recount complaint is that Wisconsin, unlike a lot of states, it's actually not an early vote state. So what happened was the Wisconsin Election Commission, the clerks, created a different system. And they said you can vote in person absentee. But that requires an absentee ballot application, which many of these counties didn't adhere to. So the Trump campaign looks at their case. This is a major part of it. And they say, you know what? We've got a case here in Wisconsin. These applications were never filed. They transfer their $3 million to the state of Wisconsin. They file their petition. And then the Wisconsin Election Commission says, well, let's have an emergency meeting. And they put forward a new recount manual. Now, this is last night until about midnight, to change the rules so that the Trump campaign can't actually see the absentee ballot applications at the very last second.
Okay, whoa.
So it is unbelievable.
How many votes would that impact potentially?
Potentially over 60,000 in Milwaukee alone.
That's enough to change the election, isn't it?
It's enough to change the election, but there's more to it. There's clerks that are changing address forms. There is this issue of indefinitely confined. I know you've talked about this. These are people who can't leave nursing homes generally, and they don't have identification. It's usually a pretty small number. Well, the Dane County clerk back in March declared that all voters could actually declare themselves indefinitely confined and then not have to show an identification at the poll. So it was a way to get around showing voter ID. It's like everyone, you know, bringing their dog on the plane and saying it's an emotional support animal. Oh, okay, then bring your dog. I'm indefinitely confined. You don't need an ID. Here's a ballot. That's what's been going on. And so this complaint from the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, it's a very legal action. This is a purely legal complaint on very serious matters that we really need to deal with in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay. Now, let me kind of give you, there, a couple of weeks ago, right after the election, actually, there was a story that I picked up that was in Milwaukee that was talking about this. Let me kind of paint to you the picture that Rice didn't give into this. Okay, so you can walk up to a precinct and take an absentee ballot that has a signature on it or doesn't have a signature on it. It's not checked to anything, and you just hand it to the person. You don't have to show ID to prove who you are. Just hand it to it. So there are affidavits of people that are walking up that was the same person coming up and delivering absentee ballots throughout the day. That could be a little bit of a problem. But the problem is, and what the CBS goons don't get, is they'll say without any merit, or they'll say and they have been proven false. No, what they've been proven is that there weren't enough information in it to overturn an election. Those are two different things. I think one thing that's got to happen out of this is we've got to see the flaws that are in the system. That is a big flaw. And when a Secretary of State changes something like that unilaterally, that is a bad, bad mistake, and the state legislature needs to clamp down. Now, Michigan is another story. Let's hear Rhonda McDaniels talk about that.
Let's get an update from you, Rhonda.
So in Michigan, actually, we just had the Board of Canvassers meet in Detroit, and 71% of the precincts in Detroit 71. Did not reconcile. So what does that mean? The poll book said this many absentee ballots went out in Detroit, 100, but 200 came back. How does that happen in 71% of the precincts? So the two Republicans on the board said, we're not going to certify the election. And then, Sean, the doxing, the bullying, the harassment, the horrific accusations towards these two board members, calling them racist, happened. The Democrats came in. They said, you know what? We'll do an audit. We promise if you certify. They were lying. And now the Republicans have rescinded their agreement to certify. And this is just going on and on and on. And what Reince is saying is true. They attacked our president for 3 years on a Russia hoax based on a fake dossier. We are pursuing real claims based on authentic, under oath affidavits and evidence. There is a huge difference. And the media followed that hook, line, and sinker. And they won't pay attention to these real things that we are seeing on the ground across the country.
The media has no curiosity whatsoever. Anything that's going to possibly prove anything that the Trump operation says is correct, even not that it'll overturn, just saying it's correct, they cannot do that. It is absolutely amazes me that they're not willing to get in here and do something. Okay, so Laura Ingraham has the Wayne County two officials that are on. Their first interview out, just at the first interview period. So now the Wayne County officials are going to be talking about how they were harassed.
Two GOP members of the Wayne County, Michigan Board of Canvassers say they were bullied and intimidated into voting to certify the county's election results for Joe Biden there. Now, their initial concern was the fact that voting totals couldn't be reconciled in 70% of absentee counting precincts in Detroit. Now, Democrats viciously attacked and threatened the GOP canvassers over their concerns, even calling them racist. Well, today, despite all of that intimidation, Monica Palmer and Bill Hartman rescinded their votes, and they joined the Ingraham angle. I want all our viewers to see how you both were treated during this process.
The stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in is going to follow you throughout history. Your grandchildren are going to think of you like Bull Connor or George Wallace. And Lord knows, when you go to meet your maker, your soul is going to be very, very warm.
He's unhinged. Monica, this is just the kind of harassment that you faced after your initial vote. He's a fairly prominent business person. What have you experienced since?
It's continued. He's used his social media platform to repeatedly dox me, post my phone number, my home address, my email address, and encourage people to stop by my house and share their anger with me.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Okay, so, and we're going to get into more, we're going to take some calls and get more into this. So, in Wisconsin, they're changing the rules, and they're not going to let them see the applications for absentee ballot, which tells you right off the bat that something's wrong. And here, they won't try to balance the books and find out what happened in these 71% of the precincts where you have more votes than you had requests for absentee. They're not curious at all. And so this is just telling me the whole thing is just ripe. And we're only talking about basically, and you have the Madison, Wisconsin County, you have the Milwaukee County, you have Wayne, Michigan County. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, Joey.
How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm trying to follow all of these developments here, but the silence in the media is just deafening regarding the Giuliani news conference.
Well, it was all criticism of Rudy Giuliani. It's amazing. Whether you listen to CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, or ABC, every one of them did a personal attack on Rudy. One of them.
Not surprising, but sad, really, for the country when, you know, you can't look plainly at the evidence and see. But, you know, they know, Dan, that's the problem. The Democrats know they cheated. But they're okay with that, you know.
Whatever it takes to win.
Much of the country is just okay with that, or they don't really want to know. Or perhaps they just, you know, are ready to try to make some sort of peace. But I tell you something, if the Democrats get away with this, this is not the last time you'll see it.
No.
This is like the opening shot here. We're going to see it in each and every election from here on out if they get away with it. So Trump is right to go forward with the case. My only concern here is time. And is there going to be time to get to a court and go through the legal process, Dan?
I think you have two pieces of time. I think you have one that is the December time frame, and that's the approval of the Electoral College. Set apart that Joe Biden becomes President of the United States, this is not going to go away. And I am firmly convinced, in talking to some people, that once you get over the Georgia election, and they're looking at things a lot differently in Georgia than they were last week, by the way.
Yeah.
They're very serious, and they're taking Lynn Wood and what the Trump campaign has been saying, they're taking it very seriously. I talked to somebody that was very involved in the Purdue campaign yesterday, right after the show, and they said they had three big things. One is raising money. Karl Rove is in charge of that. The next one is the ballot security part of it. And Doug Collins, I mean, you're talking about some major brand players here. And then the third part is just campaigning. And Ossoff and Warnock are campaigning together, and Perdue and Loeffler are campaigning somewhat together, but they're about to do a big tour around Georgia, big tour.
Okay.
So they've really looked at this thing seriously, much more seriously than they were 10 days ago.
Well, I heard this is, you know, getting diverted, but I saw the Secretary of State of Georgia saying we're going to have, you know, voter IDs or driver's licenses. And I was like, well, thanks a lot. You know,
There you go.
I appreciate you coming to terms with that now after the fact. You know, what?
Well, and if you remember the way he did that, he did it almost reluctantly. I was not feeling the warm and fuzzy from that. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I told somebody. It's like somebody was off stage and had a pistol pointed to his head. I mean, it really was. I mean, did you notice how he kept looking to his right? He kept like, you know, am I doing it right? Am I making you happy? Bam! One Secretary of State wasted.
All right, so Giuliani and Powell and the rest said they were going to go ahead and file a lawsuit in Georgia. I presume about the signatures, you know, is what they're trying to get to.
Yeah, well, Lynn Wood has a lawsuit that's now been moved to the 11th Court of Appeals, which we know very fondly because of the members we know actually on the bench there. That's the...
Right.
So, in one of the most conservative benches in appellate courts in America. So, if that goes through, then that basically says that what the Secretary of State did was unlawful. He did not have the authority to make the agreement with Stacey Abrams.
You're going to have to edify me a little bit here. Lynn Wood,
do you know who Lynn Wood is? Lynn Wood is the guy that did the, you remember Jewel, the bomber? He defended him. He's got some big boy cases that he's done. And
right.
He is a lone wolf, and he is considered one of the best attorneys on this matter in the United States. So he has filed a case in the circuit court. He's moved to the 11th Circuit, and basically saying that the Secretary of State of Georgia was out of his lane and out of bounds by forming the dissent decree, including the governor, by the way, who approved it.
Right.
And by forming that with Stacey Abrams and then not following up on what, because basically what they did, if I'm understanding this correctly, the Stacey Abrams and the Dems took upon it that you didn't have to check the signature as much as you did. And I've read the decree. That's not what it says. What it says, the decree, what used to happen is, one person could help 10 voters. They stopped that, and one person could help as many voters as they wanted to, and they could be out of the precinct that they live in. You could help 10, and you had to live in the precinct of the people you were helping. But 10 was your max. They changed that. And what happened is the people who were counting the votes took themselves as poll workers, because they were counting votes, and they took it upon themselves to straighten out some of the votes. That's what I think we're going to end up finding out.
And, of course, there were instances where they were not allowing the Republican representative to view the ballot counting.
Yeah, and
in Georgia,
right,
in Atlanta,
in two big counties, they basically said we're going to stop counting. That was at 10:30. Both places happened to be at 10:30, and both places had everybody went home, but a group of people that continued counting.
Do you expect that the courts will expedite these cases as they come up?
Yeah, they've got to. Hold on, Papa B. Hang on, I've got to go to a quick break and be right back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
News talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Friday TGIF edition. By the way, talked to John Williams this morning. You guys are working him so hard, he's going to take the week off. He's going to take next week off for Thanksgiving. And he really appreciated all the people from the audience that have gotten in contact with him to do business with him or just to get in contact with him. Y'all have just done an outstanding job, and he is very appreciative, and I'm very appreciative. And I think anybody that you're talking to that is dealing with them like me will tell you they just do a great job and make things happen for you and try to make the process as simple as possible. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. The ladies are there to help you, so just give them a call. Find out about the VA loans. Find out about the refinancing your house. Find out about getting a pre-approval letter. Mortgage Corporation South, the wonderful John Williams and the gang, NMLS number 232876, equal housing lender. Papa B, I'm back to you, baby.
All right. So, you know, we were talking about the courts and expediting these cases as they come up, and you expect that they will do that.
They definitely get expedited. They're either going to be turned down or they're going to get expedited.
Okay. Well, you know, some progress working it up to the 11th Circuit is encouraging.
Well, having Lynn Wood do it is really encouraging. My attorney friend said he is the biggest swinging you-know-what and around.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, folks like that don't take cases unless they, you know, are pretty confident.
Yeah, exactly.
That they're going to win it. I also heard that the guy that represented the MAGA hat kid.
Yeah, that's Lynn Wood.
Is involved.
Yeah, that's Lynn Wood.
Okay. Oh, that is Lynn. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The Jewel case was just one of those. Everybody, the media thought it was a slam dunk. And what happened is, in public opinion, he did it. In the courtroom, he was innocent.
Right. Well, you know, and the similarities there are quite something too, because.
Really?
You know, during the time when he was being persecuted in the media, you know, they just kind of threw cold water on him and, you know, didn't give him much of a chance to win in court. So maybe we've got something here, Dan. What do you think Trump's chances are, really?
Well, and again, there are pieces of this. If what Rudy said doesn't have to be completely true, just has to have a level of truth in it that puts in question the vote in several key areas. It doesn't have to be an entire state. It just has to be a handful of counties. And if you can do that, then you've changed everything.
And I will make, you know, obvious statement here. Once they win one case, like at the 11th Circuit here, then that'll kind of give them a predication and maybe a little bit more respect in some parts of the media, like,
even if they win, I don't think the networks are going to give it a win. In my closing time here, the more I look at this, this is what I honestly believe happening. I always tell you guys the intelligence community is about disinformation. I think what they're doing is...